Surprising news in the afternoon, which was that Juju Smith-Schuster popped up on the old injury report.
Didn't love that.
With a hamstring issue. We don't know for sure his availability. We'll find out more today, obviously. But when you're a veteran, it's a Thursday, and all of a sudden you have a hamstring injury that flares up. You don't like that, for the short term. But also, man, this is part of my concern about the wide receiver room moving forward. He had a great game against the Saints. He deserves all the credit for that. And I think he's capable of having multiple great games throughout this season. But his track record throughout his career has shown he is not going to be available every week. That's just the reality of his career. It's not trying to take a shot on him, but like that's just where we have seen his career go. And you cannot count on him when you also have an aging tight end that all of them can have the workload that might be required right now with this current offense. Not that they can't produce, that they can't stay healthy and produce and still be ready come playoff time. And the latest news with Juju and the hamstring injury to me is more proof of that, that they need to go out and get a wide receiver before the trade deadline. That to me just provides me more and more ammo to go and do that.
I mean, this is big. Like, we could take the bigger picture part of this, but we could certainly break this down in a minute about this game in particular, in which all of a sudden your number one wide receiver weapon would be what? What? Seriously, Justin Watson? How does that sound? How does number one wide receiver Justin Watson sound? I'd rather just throw it to Worthy. I've made that very clear.
Worthy, Watson, Hardman, Moore. That's what they have potentially
on
Sunday.
Well, that sounds horrible, and I am not interested. I can't believe that I feel that way, knowing that Juju Smith-Schuster wasn't like making me jump off of the page last week as they were going into a game. But yeah, what you're saying is right. The problem is with Juju Smith-Schuster, and this has been a problem in his career, and like you said, it's not meant to be like a takedown of the man. He can't stay healthy. He's never been able to stay healthy. He was dinged up at times when he was in his stop in between Kansas City and here in New England. It was part of the reason he didn't stay in New England was his inability to stay healthy there. Now, I get it. It's not like he played in no games or anything like that in his career. It's not like he's missed some seasons and all those stuff to go with it. But, I mean, you can't rely on the man. He played in 11 games last year. He played in 5 in his final season in Pittsburgh. He played in 16 games for Kansas City the year he was here. But, I mean, it's asking a lot. They always probably miss less than you think. It's not like but it's always like 1 game, 2 games, 3 games. And if you don't have any backup at wide receiver to cover for him, then you have to. If they had Hollywood Brown or they had Rashee Rice, if they had one or the other, it doesn't really matter which, well, then I wouldn't care, right? I wouldn't care that Juju Smith-Schuster misses a game here or there.
Right,
fine.
Now, they're counting on him.
But he's their number one wide receiver, so it matters.
Yeah, they're counting on him. We saw his role that he had against the Saints. Now, if we go back and we watch the Saints game, it was pretty evident for whatever reason, the Saints, whether it was focusing on Travis or otherwise, I mean, Juju was wide open throughout the game. I mean, the one contested catch that he needed to make, unfortunately, he didn't, right? Like, he was just wide open. Call it scheme, whatever it may be. And so that's the question for them on Sunday, obviously, is who could that be? Now, he's not officially ruled out yet. We're going to find out later on today if he's limited in practice, if he doesn't practice, is he going to have a questionable designation over the weekend? All that, I don't think he's been ruled out yet from anything we've seen or heard. We'll ask Josh Briscoe about it at 11 o'clock.
And he probably won't make that designation clear.
No, he'll probably
be
questionable.
About, yeah.
You know, if he's ruled out by 1 o'clock, that tells you it's not just a minor tweak of the hammy, in my opinion. That tells me, like, we got to be concerned. Is he available the following week?
Is this one of those things where even if he does play, you've seen enough where he's on the injury report, the next team that trades for a wide receiver needs to be, like, they need to jump on it now before if Deontay Johnson's gone, and then all of a sudden their options are even more limited.
I don't think it's like, oh my gosh, they got to go trade for someone tomorrow kind of thing. It's just
I am leaning that way. Why are we wasting games? They need a wide receiver. We all know they need one.
Yeah, I mean,
why are we waiting 2 weeks?
Because they have, see what the market, we on the outside sometimes, like, go trade for the guy now. Now, Amari Cooper was available now. What we don't know is Deontay Johnson actually available now? Is Darius Slayton actually available now? Like, this isn't, I'm not saying you, Cody, but like, this isn't Madden where I can just hop on the game and be like, I want to make the trade now. Accept the damn trade. Like, the Panthers may not be willing to trade Deontay Johnson yet, even though eventually we all think they will.
I don't know why they wouldn't be.
Darius Slayton, the Giants may not be willing to trade him yet. They might in 3 weeks. That's my response to that, where it's like, I'm here, you go get somebody, but the name or two that we want, or maybe the Chiefs are interested in, truly may not be available, even if we think they will by November 5th.
Like, some of this is like, I understand, like, there are times in which you can wait because there isn't a rush to do this. this. We talk about with the Royals when they're either going to trade somebody or trade for somebody. Baseball's a long-ass season. There's another 70 games on the back load of that trade deadline. Dude, you know you need a wide receiver. Like, there's no mystery in this. Mm-hmm. And look, Bob was reporting that the Chiefs at least tried to call the Raiders and say, Devontae available? They were like, yeah, not for you.
Wait, is this the Chiefs? Yeah, hang up.
Sorry.
Sounds like they called the wrong team.
Yeah, exactly. And so, like, I get it. They probably are making those calls. But this is one of those where the way you were talking about with you would have given up the third for Amari Cooper. The position you're in would make me pay the premium for calling early. If they're saying, well, we want an extra pick swap or we want an extra six, fine. It's all yours, man. We're desperate and you know it. We don't have to hide that fact. I understand it's a balancing game, but this is not a mystery. You can't call a team and convince them right now. You'd be like, well, we don't really need Darius Slayton, you know? We're just like calling to see what's up. You'd be like, you're a liar, and you're full of it, and we all know you're full of it. Juju might not even be available for you this Sunday. Now, look, they don't have to make the trade today. Not like if they trade it for someone today, he's playing Sunday.
There's one guy on the street, Cody, that's available right now. There's
Dude,
one
Juju can't
guy.
Play on Sunday. Somehow MVS will
there's
sign with
There's one guy
team.
That's just waiting for that phone call. It's your guy, Marquez.
It is really hard, though, to say they need to go get one and they need to go get one now because of what they did last year. But to the point that if you sit on it and all of a sudden we see a different team goes and they get Deontay Johnson and you miss your chance because you want to see how it goes or all of a sudden a team is willing to pay that premium, then how all in are you on the three-peat? Because I think if you're all the way in that you need to get it done and you feel like you have to, you should be willing to pay maybe more than what it costs potentially to get it done if it matters to you that much.
Get it done now.
Waiting and just seeing what happens.
Now, maybe the argument is they don't have to get it done now because they've given themselves a buffer. You get to 6-0, you've given yourself a buffer. You can lose a game. You can drop one. It doesn't stop you from doing the things you need to do. Because if they were 3-2, I actually think the receiver would already be on this roster.
I think there's a chance that's true.
I don't even think they'd be sitting around and waiting and dragging their feet. I think they'd already have a wide receiver on the roster they had traded for.
I think there's probably some truth to that. Some of it also could depend on how do they look on Sunday. I mean, is this offense absolutely brutal on Sunday? Is it clear that nobody can get open when they're relying on Watson, Sky Moore, and Mecole Hardman? You know, I guess Xavier Worthy as well. Like, if that happens, that could also swing it. I never want to hear the word, nobody wants to be patient or anything. I get it. The deadline is November 5th. We all, I think, universally agree they need a wide receiver, at least on this show we do. Although I had somebody yesterday on social media say that they don't need a trade for a wide receiver because a fourth round pick could be the next Trey Smith. Look, we can play that game all day long. Whereas overvaluing draft picks, trading a conditional fourth or fifth round pick is not going to stop them from being competitive for the next 3 years. Okay.
No.
They're not trading their first or second round.
They're not burning their long-term future by giving up a fourth for Darius.
Correct. They also have an extra third this year from the Snead trade. So I don't think if your reason for not making the trade is strictly, I want my fourth round pick. It's going to be a hard time for us to agree on that being the reason.
The only argument I would listen for is that Brett Veach's the fourth round pick is more valuable in Brett Veach's hands than just about every other GM in the league, and that's fine. But he'll have other ones.
Yeah,
he'll have other picks, and also their recent hit rate allows them even more flexibility in releasing draft capital into the league because they don't need to hit on 50% of their draft picks this year. They've been hitting it an 80% clip for 3 seasons. And if you're going to hit it that high of a rate, you don't need to hit on as many of your draft picks for the next couple of years. Well, I'd like it if they did, but you don't have to.
That was why I think the frustrating thing is seeing if you wanted to get Amari Cooper is that he went for something that you have two of. It's not like you're giving up your only third round pick.
Yeah,
you got the bonus one. Keep Tennessee's because your pick's going to be better in the third round with Tennessee's than yours. Give up your third round pick and go and get Amari Cooper.
Yeah, so I think we've all acknowledged we would have made that trade for Cooper. It's pretty clear that the Chiefs were just simply not interested in Amari Cooper. Now, you and I said yesterday, Cody, I would love to like deep down have a conversation and find out truly from Brett Veach, like, why weren't they maybe interested? But I think it's clear they weren't interested. It's not like, they were calling around and they just got sniped by the Bills. I don't think that's what happened here. They weren't interested in Amari Cooper. Why? We've speculated. Is it age? Is it the drops? Is it the compensate? Whatever. Like, they weren't interested in Amari Cooper, even though all three of us would have made the trade. We'll see what the next couple weeks bring. I think also what happened with, like, people are like, do it now. The deadline got extended because the thought was hey, there'll be more trades closer then because teams will know if they're out of it even more by November 5th versus a week earlier. I would have pushed the trade deadline back even another week if you want to know the truth. But they pushed it back 1 week. It's progress. Okay. Because Amari Cooper and Davante Adams got traded so early, I don't think this is the norm. Like, if Amari Cooper and Davante Adams didn't get traded, none of us would be saying, oh my gosh, they got to go make a trade right now.
Right.
Like, it's because two guys got traded earlier than we thought. I don't think that's like the new norm for the trade deadline. It's unique circumstance with the Jets. I think we would agree. Yeah. The Davante Adams thing is one, he has been dealing with a hamstring injury because he knew he was going to get traded. And we know Aaron Rodgers was not going to let the Jets continue to play without Davante Adams on their team. So that's not like a normal year. In a normal year, Davante Adams probably doesn't get traded for another couple weeks.
Maybe. And realistically, that might be the case. But also, markets change. And in the individual years, you kind of do have to go with the market.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.